I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school baseball action last night, locally in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic by a final of 5-4. Took 8 innings to finish that one off. Also, Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 6-1. Glenwood over Clarinda 13-2. Shenandoah topping Red Oak 13-3. In Rolling Hills conference play, Glidden Ralston beat Adair Casey 10-6. Exira EHK over Iowa Christian 13-3. Orient Maxburg a winner over Cam 2-1. Also in baseball last night, Des Moines Christian took a pair from West Central Valley 1-0 the first game, 15-1 in the second game. Lennox swept a pair from Corning, 17-6 and 8-1. Logan Magnolia beat Central Lee, 17-1. Mount Air edging Bedford, 7-5. Sergeant Bluff Luton blanking Thomas Jefferson, 6-0. Stanton outscored East Mills, 19-16. Van Meter over Earlham, 13-1. Essex beats Sydney, 7-1. Nishnabotna downing Fremont Mills, 12-1. In girls softball last night in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Harlan doubling up Atlantic, 6-3. Shenandoah over Red Oak 11-1. Glenwood beat Clarinda 7-1. Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic 3-0. The Western Iowa Conference girls softball tourney finished up last night. Trainer wins the championship as the Cardinals post a 3-0 win over Underwood in the title game. Consolation game went to Missouri Valley as the Lady Reds beat Audubon by a final of 12-2. Also in the Rolling Hills Conference, it was Exira EHK losing a non-conference game last night to Bowyer Valley by a score of 9-4. Elsewhere around the region, Bedford beat Mount Air by a final of 10-4. Corning beat Lennox 7-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. Lennox came back 5-3 to win the night. Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley 18-7. East Sac County over IKM Manning 4-1. Essex beat Sydney 10-4. Fremont Mills a 12-0 winner over Nishnabotna, while Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Thomas Jefferson by a score of 12-2. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced its fifth softball rankings of the year yesterday afternoon. Class 5A, Ottumwa, remains the number one rated team. In Class 4A, it's Winterset, the new number one. They move up a spot. Last week's number one, Dallas Center Grimes, falls all the way to sixth. Harlan is in at number 13 this week in 4A. In 3A, West Burlington Notre Dame is top rated. In Class 2A, North Union is number one as they switch spots with Trainer, who falls to number two in this week's poll. And in Class 1A, Martinsdale St. Mary's is ranked number one. And Earlham is in at number 7 this time around. Well, North Carolina's Hobbs Johnson combined with Chris McHugh on a 5-hitter, and the Tar Heels stayed alive in the College World Series with a 7-0 victory over North Carolina State last night. Michael Russell drove in 3 runs for the number 1-seeded Tar Heels, the first on a sacrifice fly that resulted in a close play at the plate, opening up the scoring in the 4th inning. Johnson allowed 5 singles, walked 2, and struck out 6 before leaving with 1 out in the 9th inning. North Carolina State's Carlos Rodon started on 3 days rest after throwing 108 pitches in an 8-1 win over Carolina. He gave up 2 runs on 4 hits and threw 80 pitches in his 5 innings. Carolina has to beat UCLA now twice. First today and then again on Saturday to reach the finals. North Carolina State is finished with their season. They end with a mark of 50-16. 2 games at the series in Omaha today. The afternoon game has Oregon State facing Mississippi State. As mentioned, UCLA plays North Carolina in the 7 o'clock matchup tonight. Well, Lance Lynn earned his 10th victory to tie for the National League lead. Matt Holliday homered and drove in a couple runs, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 6-1 last night. Lynn allowed a run on 3 hits in 6 innings with 6 strikeouts and has reached double digits in wins before the All-Star break in both of his years in the rotation. He was 11-4 last year, making the All-Star team. He joined teammate Adam Wainwright and Washington's Jordan Zimmerman for the league lead in wins. Wellington Castillo homered leading off the 3rd for the Cubs, his 2nd homer of the season and first since April 8th, briefly tied the game at 1. but the Cardinals win it 6-1. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 5-3, Washington 5-1 over Colorado. It was the Mets over Atlanta 4-3, San Diego beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-3, Miami downing San Francisco 2-1. Well, Tyson Gay and Justin Gatlin breezed through the first round of the 100 meters on Thursday, turning in rather pedestrian performances at the U.S. Track Championships at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Fast times were hardly the point on a windy day, just advancing. Gay and Gatlin remain on course for a meeting in today's final. His surgically repaired hip fully mended, Gay powered down his lane to win his heat in 10.28 seconds. Later, Gatlin cruised across the line in 10.37, taking second in his heat. Dentarius Locke had the top time of 10.19, just ahead of Jeff Demps. The women's 100 lacked some star power as world champion Carmelita Jeter was out with a sore right quadriceps, and Allison Felix skipped the event to save energy for the 200. Barbara Pierre won in 11.18 seconds. Well, this weekend's Iowa Corn Indy 250 at the Iowa Speedway will feature a brand-new qualifying format. A series of heat races on Saturday will determine the lineup for Sunday's race.
What's going to line up the big Iowa Corn 250 is three 50-lap races that are going to be happening on Saturday. And the better you finish in those heat races, that's how you start in the 250. It's going to line you up farther up the top of the grid. So those 350s, I kind of compare those to NASCAR's twin 150-mile qualifying races in Daytona, where a ton of people come to see those real short, aggressive races that line you up for the big, big 500, in this case, the 250s.
That's track designer Rusty Wallace, who says the racing has improved since the first IndyCar race at the Speedway back in 2007. He says as the track has aged, the IndyCars have been able to run softer tires, and that helps make for better racing.
But I would say this particular year, it's one of the most exciting because of this new design car they got. It's just a really cool-looking car. It races real well. It put an incredible Indianapolis 500 on, and it's a lot of technical things in the car that a lot of people appreciate. So, you know, there's people like watching stock cars. There's people like watching Indy cars, and definitely if you're coming this time to watch Indy cars, you're going to see a complete different looking car. That's just really trick.
Well, there's a Firestone Indy Lights race also scheduled on Saturday night at the track. Well, the Miami Heat made it back-to-back NBA championships and third since 2006 with a 95-88 victory over San Antonio in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. LeBron James poured in 37 points and grabbed 12 rebounds to earn MVP honors for the second straight year. With the Heat nursing a two-point lead, James secured the victory with a 19-foot jumper with 27 seconds left. He added two free throws 4 seconds later as he made 5 of 10 threes, all while hounding Spurs star Tony Parker on defense to make the Heat the first back-to-back champs since the L.A. Lakers in 2009 and 10. Dwayne Wade added 23 points and 10 rebounds, and Shane Battier scored 18 points on 6 of 8 shooting from the three-point line for Miami as the Heat rallied from a 3-2 series deficit to win the final two games at home. Tim Duncan had 24 points and 12 rebounds for the Spurs, who were trying to become the first road team to win a Finals Game 7 since Washington in 1978. San Antonio lost for the first time in 5 Finals appearances. And in golf, Charlie Hoffman had a pair of eagles and a bogey-free 9-under 61 to grab the late lead in the first round of the Travelers Championship. Hunter Mahan had 8 birdies on his card to shoot a 62, and he's just a shot back. Bubba Watson's round was a bit more adventurous. He had an eagle, 7 birdies, and a couple of bogeys, but shot a 63, trails by 2. Webb Simpson and Zach Johnson are in a group at 5-under par. They're 4 shots back of Hoffman. Newly crowned U.S. Open champ Justin Rose had a decent round as well. He shot 67 on his first trip around the course. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.